The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus begins the Sermon on the Mount, his most important teaching, the content of Matthew 5, 6, and 7, that we're going to be hearing for the better part of the next 4 weeks, I think it is. Jesus begins the Sermon on the Mount with this listing of blessedness that we call the Beatitudes. And the reason why they're called the Beatitudes is it comes from the Latin word beatus. And we translate beatus as blessed, but the meaning of that is still a little bit obscure. People think that means happy. And it's important to understand that blessed means a lot more than happy. Happy is a temporary condition. Happy is winning the lottery. Happy is a store-wide 50% off sale, right? Blessedness, that's something different. It's an abiding condition of fulfillment that the vicissitudes of life can't touch. That's what Jesus is describing when he lists these blesseds that we call the Beatitudes. Now, I always teach the Beatitudes one at a time. I think you can't take them all in. It's like saying, "I'm going to go see the Smithsonian today." Forget it. Forget it. Take one exhibit at one museum for one day and then move along. And that's when you actually see it. So I like to take these very slowly. I recommend the same to you. If you're ever trying to teach the Beatitudes to a child or a student or a friend, learn them, study them, do them one at a time. Now, I've been doing that for several years, and what I want to do here this morning is tell you one that I haven't talked about for almost since I first got here, and that is this beatitude, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land." What the heck does that mean? Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to understand the meaning of the word meek, as Jesus intended us to understand it. So take your understanding of the word meek that you currently have and just throw it out the window, okay? Because most of us think meek means being a wimp or a sap or a doormat. It's not an appealing quality. I saw a cartoon once in the New Yorker. The New Yorker is famous for really great cartoons. And it showed this convention of men sitting around a table. And up above them was their banner of their names, of the organization's name, and it said, "The Dedicated Order of Really Meek and Timid Souls." And when you spell out, "The Dedicated Order of Really Meek and Timid Souls," it says, "Doormats." And their emblem was a flashing yellow caution light. And their motto was, "We'll inherit the earth if that's okay with you," right? That's what we think of meek. Don't think of it that way. Let's go back to the original Greek text that Matthew used to understand what Jesus meant when he said meek. And the word Jesus would have used here in the original text would be the Greek word prophanes. Now let me let you in a little secret. Do you know how we learn what these original Greek words mean? I'll give you a Greek word and I'll say it means this. The way we know is by comparing how other ancient authors used the same word. So prophanes, that's the word that Jesus would have used for meek. There was an author, a Greek author, his name was Xenophon, and he used the word prophanes to describe a horse that had been saddled. That's what meek meant, a horse that had been broken in. Now, a horse, I think, qualifies as God's most majestic animal in all the world. Noble, powerful, strong, regal. Horse was the animal of kings. But a horse does you no good if it's a wild horse. It has to be broken in. A horse has to be saddled. Now you have been given a plethora of great gifts by God. Whether you recognize that or not, I promise, you're made by God, you've got lots of gifts. Everybody does, okay? But those gifts, they don't do anybody else any good until you are saddled to God's will. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Not apart from me, you can do little. Apart from me, you can do nothing. What we want to have to learn how to do is to saddle our will to God, to become who we were meant to be. That's what this passage really means. You could say, blessed are the meek. It could just as well be translated as, blessed are those who always choose to do God's will. So far, so good? Okay. Now, what does it mean that they'll inherit the earth? What the heck? Well, when Jesus says the meek will inherit the earth, would you believe all he's doing is quoting Psalm number 37? Psalm number 37, it says, the meek will inherit the earth and enjoy the fullness of peace forever. Now, what happens to you when you finally surrender your life to God's will? You finally begin to know the meaning of the word peace. Is there anything more frustrating than going through this life insisting on your own way? Have you noticed you don't get it? The most frustrating thing, kicking against the goad, trying to be in control when nobody is in control. Let's admit that. None of us are in control. However, when you finally surrender and recognize that God is in control and what he wills is what I will, you know what happens? Life finally begins. It's almost like the whole world is opened up before you for the very first time. That's what Jesus means when he says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. A little tiny thought for you here for this morning. Let's, you and I, strive now to be saddled to God's will, striving to be meek in his sight, that we might know the fullness of peace in this life and eternal peace in the next. Amen.